Football at 4 on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, I mean, especially with a new team, my first priority is going to come in here, build relationships, but at the same time, and, you know, more importantly, I'm going to show everybody in this organization, and more importantly, the players on my team, that I can play, that I can play quarterback, and that I can lead this team because of the talents and the skills that I have. And then once I'm able to kind of establish that the way I want to, you know, then things grow from there, and you become the voice, and you become, you know, everything else that comes with it. But the way I see it, the most important thing is to get everybody to buy in and believe that you're the guy.
Joe Flacco is the new quarterback of the Broncos. Tom Nalen with DMAC. Tommy, your impressions of Joe Flacco from today?
It's the same impression I had of him before. He's kind of a little dull, but he's a true NFL quarterback with a proven track record, and he fits in the offense. Nothing changes for me in press conferences. I learn nothing because it's you can go to any city right now or yesterday and watch those press, and everybody's excited. And I want to prove myself to my team. I'm thankful for the organization and believing in me. And I want to prove to everybody that I'm worth this money. It's basically what everybody says. I'm going to earn this money. I want to go to the Pro Bowl. Let's go to the playoffs. Let's win the division. It is what it is. I don't glean anything from a press conference like that.
Yeah, the only thing you could do is possibly fall apart.
Yeah, you could do terrible. But
or you could be okay.
He's been a quarterback 11 years in the NFL, he knows how to do a press conference.
He does. It came off different than Keenum. With Keenum last year, right around this time, it really was like a, you know, it was like Lifetime Achievement Award. Like, it was like, can you, well, you know, this
never,
has happened.
He was never in that position before.
Right. Like, this is the best moment of his life. Like,
it's my lottery ticket.
Right. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. Okay, I mean, this isn't the highlight of his life. This is just part of the progression of his career.
Right.
This is
a new challenge for him.
New challenge. And he addressed it.
Oh, it feels good, because I definitely feel that way. So it feels good to hear somebody say
all right,
that.
Let me back up a little bit. The comment, you know, Elway said Joe's in the prime of his career. So the question is, do you feel like you're, you know, in the prime of your career?
Oh, it feels good, because I definitely feel that way. So it feels good to hear somebody say that. I mean, shoot, with Tom Brady now, quarterbacks are playing until they're about 60 years old, so.
Oh, there it is.
The valley laugh.
As healthy as I've ever been.
Should we go through that again just to hear the
just
reaction?
Just the laugh.
Yeah, okay, let's go through it again, Joe.
Quarterbacks are playing until they're about 60 years old, so.
Was the old lineman made
I'm
that
as
joke?
As healthy as I've ever been.
No laughs.
I'm as physical as I've ever been. So, you know, obviously at any time something crazy could happen, but. You know, barring anything crazy happening, I'm as healthy as I can be and as physical and ready to go as ever. So I'm excited about what lies ahead for me and my future. And I got, you know, I'm not putting a number on how much time I got left to play. I want to play as long as I can, and hopefully they're dragging me out of this building a long time from now.
You know what they were saying in Baltimore? You're old.
Yeah.
You're kind of beat up now.
You can't win games.
He's coming here, prime of his career.
Yeah.
We're going to start winning again.
I'm as physical as I've ever been. What does that even mean?
In shape.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't want him to be physical.
Oh, no. It's,
no.
It's weird. You're physical?
I think he means in shape.
Okay. All right. Cool. Fine.
It's good enough for Broncoland.
Broncoland should be thrilled about that. Yeah. I agree with you.
Welcome to Broncoland.
So... He was fine. He was fine. He made a joke. He got a little bit of a laugh, you know.
He's
know.
Exactly what you thought you were going
to
hear.
He's, yes. By the way, I was talking to some people sort of behind the scenes, and they said he was – this whole thing for him was very – like he was at peace and calm with the whole process. He wasn't overly excited. He wasn't upset or something like that. It was just cool, you know. It's cool Joe.
Yeah.
That's who he's going to be.
And he's had a month to think about it, or so.
The fun part was Fangio said that they were staying in the same hotel when he came for a physical a month ago. And so there's Flacco knocks on the door. By the way, Fangio's still in a hotel. He's got hired in January, still in a hotel. Get into that sort of psychology here in a little bit. But
did he bring his family?
Fangio, where is that Big Sexy? Oh my God, I got 10 million cuts here. Not sure where it is. If you got to play it. Fangio, yeah, I don't know, I'm sure. I'm looking for it. What's that, you got it? Go ahead.
We all know that quarterback is the most important position to have solidified, not just in football, but maybe in all of sports. And I know Joe from his past, being there with him his first 2 years in the league, and then competing against him a couple times after I left there. And what really got me excited is after we made the trade and the league let us bring Joe out here for a day to physical and all the other things you have to do, when he got in there the night before, he stayed at the hotel where I'm staying at. So we got together that night. He came up to my room and we started talking. And I was a little worried that he wouldn't be excited to be here, having been on the East Coast his whole life. But I had to kick him out of the room about 2 hours later. He's fired up to be here. And that is really what made me happy.
I'm really just trying to be excited for, you know, for the fact that I am here.
It's a funny scene, though, right? Like, Fangio's just, like, in his hotel room. Flacco's here for a night. Got nothing to do.
Yeah.
They're in the same hotel. I'm going to guess it's a nice place, like the Inverness or something like that. I don't think they're probably at, like, a Motel 6 or something.
Could be Bicentennial there. That's where we used to stay.
It could be anywhere. I'm sure it's a nice place, wherever it is. But, you know, he's got nothing else to do. So there's Fangio. He's wearing his sweatpants because I don't think he takes his sweatpants off. Here comes 6'6" Joe Flacco. Because Fangio is kind of a shorter dude, you know? So it's just kind of a weird, like, odd couple sort of, like, what are we doing here? Like, why are you here? Why am I here? Like, why am I even a head coach?
Are they sitting on beds talking?
Well, where do you sit in a hotel? That's a good question.
There's one, probably a desk chair.
You know, that's a good dang question. Like,
are they two double beds? Were they just...
Where do you hang out with another man talking about stuff in a hotel room for 2 hours?
2 hours.
Were you watching a show?
Rick's got like no shirt on. He's got a robe on. Joe, you got to go. I got to go to bed now, man. I'm old.
By the way, the Italian, is Flacco Italian? Got to be Italian, right?
Flacco?
Help me out. You don't think that's Italian?
Mm-mm. Fangio, yes.
Oh, no. It's the Italian connection here. Fangio, Donatello.
It doesn't sound Italian.
What does that sound like?
I don't know. German?
Flacco?
Flemish?
I don't know. It was just a funny scene to think of these two guys kind of, you know, hanging out for 2 hours.
I mean, I just go into the actual hotel room, knowing how they're set up. Is it just one king bed or is it two doubles?
I would just assume it's one king bed. Like, why would you need two doubles?
So who's in the bed? Who's on the desk?
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
He
didn't just stand there.
He didn't say we went down to the bar, which would have actually kind of made sense.
Maybe they did, and he didn't want to say it.
Okay. Because 2 hours in a hotel room? No wonder he kicked him out.
he had to go to bed.
Yeah.
He's excited, though.
They're all excited.
I'm really excited to get to work with Rich, first-time coordinator.
Let's go back to the Elway joke.
Joe's won over 100 games as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And that includes the most road playoff wins in NFL history with 7.
Here it comes.
As we recall, there was one 4 or 5 years ago that was pretty painful here in Denver. And hopefully...
We'll hear from Juwan James and Kareem Jackson. Get to your reaction. Are you excited? Are you excited? I mean, welcome to Broncos land.
Welcome to Bronco land.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Something to do. Yeah, you got to have something to do, dude.
Apparently.
Yeah. Boring. You don't have anything to do.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't know. My wife called me and she goes, before the show started, she goes, oh, I really can drink some green beers tonight. I'm like, oh.
Green beer?
Well, it's same time as the weekend.
A little early.
You know, you got some Irish in you. You take it from start to finish. was feeling a little tired, though. Now, I'm actually getting a little bit of surge. I kind of was like, maybe you should just find somebody else to
I'm getting excited.
Drink the weekend. Green beers with, but...
It's like end of school for me. Got the summer off.
Well, we'll see.
Well, we'll see. I might have graduated.
All right, what had your Kareem Jackson? You like him at all? What do you think about Kareem Jackson? I got all sorts of sound from Kareem Jackson. He get your attention?
Excited?
I don't think he talked about it. How about teaming up with Chris Harris? How about that?
You know, he's been a great pro in this league. You know, a lot of Pro Bowls and, you know, all pros. So I'm definitely excited to team up with him.
Hey! I told you you learned nothing from. They all say the same thing.
I didn't even know that.
They're all robots.
There you go. The funny part about all this stuff, like, which guy really wants to, like, move? Like, who really is excited about, like, moving?
The process, of moving?
Well, I mean, like, you got...
Give me somebody in Buffalo that goes to San Diego or L.A.
I got you.
There's plenty of guys that...
You beat me to that punch.
Green Bay. Clay Matthews.
How do you do this press conference if you are a free agent acquired by Buffalo?
Mopey.
I mean, I was at those press conferences,
Joe Flacco would be perfect because he'd be the same person.
Joe would be fine.
People would be like, oh, he seems down. And you're like, no, that's just Joe.
Yep. I mean, I was at plenty of press conferences in Buffalo when I was starting, and nobody just said, I cannot believe I am here. But then again, the Bills were good then. The Bills were a good team. Mid-90s. Mm. They were all right. They went to the playoffs. They went to Super Bowls.
They went to four.
Juwan James. Juwan James is a skinny offensive lineman.
He's an athletic offensive lineman.
Okay.
Which is perfect for the system.
Why?
Because you got to move. Zone blocking requires agile, quicker guys. He's athletic looking.
Totally.
Yeah.
Looked like he was going out to the nightclub.
Kind of looked like a basketball player.
Yeah. He was. He said he was. He is married to...
Well, I was a basketball player too, but...
Yeah. His...
Could go to Merrimack.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't start.
That's D2 right there, baby.
You're describing, not bragging.
Don't brag about Merrimack.
His wife, he just got married like a couple weeks ago, and she's from Thornton.
All right.
And was like player of the year in softball here in Colorado a few years ago. Legacy High School, props to Legacy. Went out to Tennessee, and that's where they met at Tennessee. And
she played softball at Tennessee?
Yeah.
Damn.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So she was there today. She...
Oh, that's the reason she's here. That he's here.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
Talks about his wife.
Man, talking about her, she's from Thornton. We met at the University of Tennessee. She is a legendary softball player out here. Gatorade, National Player of the Year. Made it Tennessee. We met there. And really, I think she's fine leaving South Florida. She gets to come out here to see her family. Her mom's here with us today. And most of her family's in that Broomfield area or down here in Castle Rock. So we're all excited about it. It was no problem leaving. You know, this is the next chapter of our life, and we're excited about it.
What's up?
Excited.
Yeah, of course he is. His wife's happy.
How excited are you, Juwan?
Yes, sir. I love it. I love it because not only, you know, do you get to have the athleticism part of and running all day, but you get to be physical in the run game. That's a big part that any old lineman loves. You get a chance to play on their side of the ball, on the defensive line side, and bring it to them every play and not just be sitting back, you know, and you can bring it to them. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I got to talk with Coach Munchak for about an hour upstairs, and he got me all riled up right now.
Riled up. Don't pee too early now, Juwan.
So you're saying he's athletic, so the style of offense should fit him.
Fits him.
It's not he's a tall guy, but you know, he's not.
He looks like he built like Tony Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Which would be unbelievable.
Doesn't have any eyebrows.
No, he's hairless.
Yeah, he's got some sort of thing going on, so.
But if he turns out like Tony Jones,
no problem, right?
He's a steal.
Yeah.
At $52 million.
All right, so that could work out. That could be good, right?
I think he was asked about playing left tackle as well. But he hasn't played. I think he said he
he'd only played right.
I was there when they were talking to him about it. Here's what he did. When he was in high school, he was a left tackle, of course, right? Yeah. So he goes to Tennessee, and they say, well, okay, you can sit on the bench for a couple years, and you know we'll see how it goes for your left tackle, or you can start right now at Tennessee as a freshman at right tackle. So he said, okay, I'll
You're
start.
You're telling me a college like Tennessee gave him the option.
That's what he said. And he said that
it's up to you, bud.
That's what he said.
Well, if he'd known further on down the road what a left tackle makes versus
you think so?
A right tackle, I might have waited, matured a little bit, waited for the left tackle. Or after a couple years after that left tackle graduates.
Well, you tell me how
switch from right to left.
You tell me, how tough is it to do that?
It's the footwork's backwards, but the guys you're blocking are completely different. I told you this, outside of Khalil Mack and Vaughn, you're, I guess, the left defensive end guys. They're stouter guys. You're blocking a completely different animal on that side versus left.
So he got comfortable. He liked it. He was good at it. And that was it. The end.
You got paid. First round pick.
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, yeah, okay. You're not making.
I'm only asking because you know why I'm asking.
No, why? Oh, because you hate Garrett. We
have an opening at left tackle as well. Ergo, we're paying a right tackle, left tackle.
That was funny. When we come back, the Broncos are looking for somebody else in free agency. They signed somebody in free agency. So we're getting kind of some other things going on. Details next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive.
C-Mac, Tom Nalen, and take a couple calls. David, you're on The Fan. Hi, David. What's happening, pal?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Excited. Oh, you guys played my walk-up song. That's great. Thank you, Big Sexy.
We did that just for you.
Well, Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate it. A little rebel, yo.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the call, man. I just wanted to shine a little light on a local guy. I don't know if you've gotten a chance, D-Mac, to kind of look into it while it's on hold, but we got a Ponderosa kid who's a state champion wrestler.
Yeah, I know all about him. Schultz.
You know all about him?
Yeah, he's a four-time champion. He's going to ASU, like where my kid goes to school. I can't wait to see him there.
No. I'm talking about Ian the Hurricane Heinrich.
I don't know anything about him.
Wrestled at Ponderosa High School.
I could be completely wrong about Schultz, too. But I know the best wrestler in the state's going to ASU. I don't know, but you want to give props to a wrestler?
Well, no, he's a UFC fighter. He's fighting in London tomorrow.
Sorry. All right, totally lost. All right, cool. Thanks. Props to him. Appreciate it. Anything else?
You got to check his story out. Have you ever heard of Rikers Island?
Yeah, I do know his story. It is a great story. Todd Romero from Altitude did an incredible piece on this guy. I actually do know it, but you know what, man, David, it's going to take me way too long to like spell out the whole thing. So how about this? If people like go online and you do a little research, Todd Romero's piece, Rikers Island, the whole thing, it is a great story. So props to him. Great story. We just don't have time to sort of spell it all out right here, right now. Okay. I hope that was fair enough. Go look at that. Oh, it's a good story.
I need to look it up.
Same thing. It's a good story.
Don't let dreams be dreams.
I know. Let me try this again. Fred. Hi, Fred. You're on The Fan.
How's it going, guys?
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome. I'll tell you what.
We are very excited. Everybody is excited.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Woo! I was going to say, you know, it would be an excellent combination, you know, between a right tackle, a right guard, not only protecting Flacco, but, you know, our running backs, I think, are pretty much righties. You know, and, you know, get them breaking in, you know, over a guard, over a tackle, you know, and move them along.
You know, I don't think I'll take any more calls today, but appreciate it.
Sometimes I think that people know a lot more about football than I do.
Not that guy.
I don't know. Maybe he's onto something.
Running backs or righties?
There might be something to that.
Okay. All right. You can expound if you want.
No, I don't want to. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Why John Elway was Flacco the right guy?
Well, I mean, I think if we look what you know what we're going to do offensively with Rich coming in and
somebody wake up Elway.
The offensive, you know, philosophy.
Holy cow! Oh, jeez. Damn. Is he all right?
He had two press conferences.
He's exhausted.
Was he there for the second one?
Yeah, he was there. Came back.
Okay. He's tired. He's pacing himself.
I go about it. I, you know, and plus you look at the success that Joe's had and where we were and just felt that, you know, and the success that even though this is a different offense.
Yeah, forget it. Jeez. I mean, golly. Jeff Heuermann is signed up for 2 years, $9 million. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I mean, in a tight end.
Yeah.
He's not the most able of blocking tight ends. So, I don't know. He's one of the guys. I'm always complaining about how they don't treat their own guys and sign their own guys. And
he's one of them.
I think they see, if he's healthy, Jeff Heuermann can be a good NFL tight end. That's a big if, though. He hasn't really been healthy.
Well, you know, what are your options? You got Troy Fumagalli. He's coming off an injury. You got Jake Butt, who I feel terrible for. The guy's had three ACLs.
Thomas Davis came back from it, but
I wish Jake Butt, to me, I wish him all the luck. He's a good dude, and I just feel bad for the guy. You know, I think he could be incredibly valuable and talented. I just don't know how you... I mean, three ACLs? I don't know. I mean, they're just so... It's not a position of strength for him. Heuermann's all right. I think it's a great deal for Heuermann. If I'm Jeff Heuermann, I'm
getting
pumped.
4.5 a year?
Yeah. For what? I mean, what have I done?
There probably weren't many offers out there.
Right. I mean, where you're at this part of free agency, what are you thinking? If you're a player and you're not signed right now, who are you?
I'm not panicking.
You're not.
What, we're day two? Day three?
Wow.
Of the real...
You could have been Flacco.
If you're Jeff Heuermann,
don't you know for a month what's about to happen for you?
Yeah, some of the guys. Jeff Heuermann is not Antonio Brown. He's not one of those guys. He has to wait for everything else to kind of flush out that first round, that first wave. He has to be realistic. His agent's not thinking, oh, they're saving 20 million for you.
Okay,
you're going to the Jets.
So there's a good chunk of guys that are, it just started. It's like third day of the draft sort of thing.
Yeah, and the money's not as good. It, you know, you'll see it smaller and smaller, but this is a $9 million.
It's good.
It's great.
Yeah, because aren't you on the precipice of like not being with anybody?
No, guys, you have a month from now if you're not signed.
That's trouble.
Yeah, because either nobody wants you or you're asking for too much money.
Okay.
And now teams are up against cap. Now they're looking at the draft and $8 to $10 million of their cap is going there.
So Shaquille Barrett went to Tampa. Did he get a big deal? Was there a huge 1 year $5 million for Shaq Barrett?
See?
Tough.
He wasn't being realistic. The Broncos couldn't have brought him back for one.
Oh, I'm sure they could have. I'm sure they would have been. He made a big thing about wanting to be a starter and the whole thing. That wasn't going to happen for him here.
$5 million for 1 year. That's not starting outside linebacker.
No, he put himself in a bad spot. He told the Broncos he wasn't really interested, and you know,
they could circle back to him.
They didn't.
They were going to circle back to Matt Paradis.
John talked about Paradis with the ankle. They just don't. They don't believe in him. They don't believe he's really healthy. They really don't.
Yeah. Well, it's March. He's not healthy. Unless something went wrong with... Carolina gave him a physical.
I know.
They have doctors. Might be a little more truthful.
So you think the Broncos are just being cheap?
A little bit. I talked about this yesterday. I don't want to be prickly today.
Okay.
It's not my money. It's not my money they're spending.
All right.
If they don't want to pay him $27 million.
I did do a little research behind the scenes. Chris Cooper absolutely got thrown his 2 cents about Juwan James. So they went through the right process there for sure. Chris is happy with it. There seems to be some really weird things that were happening down in Miami with Gase and some of the other coaches, and so it was a bit of a little bit of a horror show down there in Miami at the end.
When you know your coach is getting fired, like we know here,
yeah,
things go weird at the end of the year.
Yeah, apparently that was the case. But Coop has good things to say about him and is confident and is happy about it. So I'll take that.
Right. And Coop's been in this type of offense. He knows what kind of tackles he'd like to work with.
Yeah, and in all fairness, it's not really the type of offense Gase likes running anyways. It's not what he's into.
Mm-mm.
So he's probably, he probably doesn't really.
That's why Juwan James is ecstatic about the style of play they're going to have here.
Yeah.
Where he was talking about sitting back and having the line of scrimmage is coming to you, as opposed to now he gets to be on the offense and going after those guys.
So Shaq Barrett gone. Jeff Hyerman signed up. That's part of the free agency class. Just happened. Juwan James, Kareem Jackson, Joe Flacco. You got a quarterback. Broncos are doing all right. I'm getting more optimistic as it's going along.
D-tackle?
D-tackle is an issue. They don't really have one right now that is significant. I don't know what that position is anymore, kind of. I defenses are changing. You're using different fronts, period. So the importance of that guy, I'm not really sure. But if you're looking...
Are you talking about a nose or a D-tackle?
Nose.
Because
nose.
That's a 3-4 type guy, but...
You got Gotsis, Shelby Harris, Derek Wolfe. What are you looking for?
Gotsis?
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to upgrade that.
All right. We can talk about that on the other side. Plus... Definitely big news for the Broncos in court. Details next.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Drive, C-Mac, Tom Nalen. Holy crap, Nalen is back on Denver Radio. Welcome back, Tommy. There you go.
Trying to get my life in order.
How's that going?
Well, I'm here.
Appreciate it. Oh, by the way, I did find out, got all sorts of good stuff. Like Coop signed off on Juwan James. Flacco is, the whole family's coming.
Whew.
Found that out.
Thank God.
The whole crew.
That means nothing?
No.
I told you that it meant nothing.
No, it does.
Whether or not his family came or not,
if they didn't come, it would. Be...
I mean that the wife has help back at home. The family's there. A lot of extended family are around,
it's
and
all
could,
good.
Could help out with five kids under the age of six.
It's all good.
Now they're all coming here. Now he's going to be distracted. Come home, five kids. What?
Yeah, you gotta. If you're making that move, you gotta get her. Mom and dad, you gotta get her family out.
Yeah,
there
but
too.
He's coming home at night to the kids.
Dude, I'm just telling
wear
you.
Wear him out.
You gotta have.
He sounded tired, didn't he?
I think he always sounds like that.
It's because he always has five kids. Well, Philip Rivers seems pretty upbeat all the time. At least on the field, maybe he's just so happy he's on the field
don't
with
even
his
ask
kids.
Me how that works. But look what Philip Rivers
it's
did.
It's a little bit of nailing in the Rivers there. A lot of kids in a short amount of time.
He out-rigged like a conversion van to go an hour and a half every day. His commute is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, his kids are old enough to be in school. High school.
His kids are old enough to
preschool.
Do everything.
Yeah. High school and preschool.
Yeah.
He's got it all covered down there. I understand that.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco's kids are too young to be in school. It doesn't really matter where they go.
Okay. To me, it just screams,
it
you
means
know.
Nothing.
It does.
So you're happy they're here.
Yes.
Putting down roots.
Yes. There's a commitment. There's an energy. There's a, it's a positive thing. If we found out the kids were just going to stay back there and the wife was going to stay back there and, like, come on, man. There's some, all right, here's a little vibe I got off Fangio today. Fangio... I think he was married. He has kids. They're grown up. He's in his 60s. He's got a girlfriend, okay? Fangio's been living in a hotel since the day he's been hired. Where are we? March 15th? He's been in a hotel for 2.5 months.
It's a tough market here. Housing market.
No, that's got nothing to do with it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure Vic could have got himself a nice little condo in Greenwood Village. hey, everybody can live in the Landmark, apparently. Mm-hmm. you tell me, right?
Maybe found out about the dogs or the scooter that's left in the
I don't know.
Spot.
But, you know, living in a hotel is a comfortable thing.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it for a second.
No bills.
No bills, no hassle. They give you new sheets and towels every single day.
Get a maid.
You just probably know the front desk people a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Free coffee down the lobby.
You got a continental breakfast. You get yourself a Danish, maybe a, you know, kind of a stale bagel.
Maybe it's a hot breakfast.
I mean, if we're pushing it.
Powdered eggs.
You can eat your dinner at 4:30 like you normally do. I mean, everything is kind of laid out for you there. I mean, living the hotel life as a single guy. And the other story with Fangio, learn more about these guys, is he loves being in the building. Loves being in the building. He is in the office, and he loves socializing with other people that are working in the offices. Walks the hall a little bit. He's you know.
Yeah, that's you know what that's going to cause, though?
What?
Are you talking about the people in the hotel or the facility?
Not the hotel.
See, knocking on doors in the hotel.
No,
I'm Vic. Nice to meet you.
Joe's in here. We've just been chatting for the past couple hours.
Come on in. I got some sauce on the stove.
No, I've been told it's more in the in the facility.
That sounds
at
great.
Work.
It sounds wonderful. The problem with that is the assistant coaches may not share in that love and excitement about being at the office at 11
You know, that is going to be a night. I didn't think of that. That is a...
Because
Coop's got like four kids, doesn't he?
You can't... I don't know.
I think
but
so.
But you can't leave before the head coach.
No. That's bad news, isn't
no,
it?
The CCTV will catch you.
Right.
He's going to come over.
Wow,
he's going to come to your
that.
Office at 11:45 right. at night with a new play he wants to put in on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, where's Skaner? Where'd he go? Where's Skaner?
Munchak left. Call him up. Get him back here. See, it sounds wonderful. Wow, this guy's committed. The other thing is...
Munchak came here for his family.
The other thing is, it's football. How much...
Oh, dude.
Do you have to be there that long?
No. It's the most ridiculous thing.
Our game plans were the same every week. And those coaches, Mike had those coaches there Monday night, Tuesday night.
What were they doing?
I don't know. They were just probably sitting in their office doing nothing.
So wait, how long...
Waiting
to
go home.
How long did it take you to study the game plan?
I never did. It was the same one. If you don't get it after 14 years, you're not going to get it.
You knew the plays.
Yeah. It was run right, run left. That's all we did. Got it. All right.
On three.
Sometimes on two. How much time can you really spend? Didn't Spurrier say something about when he went to, he was talking about coaching in the NFL.
Yeah.
He goes, when he took the Washington job.
Right.
He's like, I'm not going to spend.
No.
I'm not going to be here at midnight.
No.
I don't want to play golf.
Right.
He was fired a year later. His team didn't know what they were
well,
doing.
Well, here's what the Broncos got. I don't know if he has
He's the equivalent of a gym rat.
It's his life. I mean, it is
But the other
his
coaches
life.
Have lives.
Arguably.
Chris Cooper's a young man.
Well,
young
not,
kids.
Not for long. get used to the grind.
Get yourself an au pair.
Yeah, but with Coop, like, I mean, isn't he going to be dictated more by Munchak anyways? And
well, he's not going to go before Munchak, and Munchak's not going to go before Fangio.
So it's that ripple effect.
Yeah.
So
you can't leave before the head coach.
You'll just be falling asleep, like, at your desk.
Doing nothing.
With, like, a computer running.
Doing nothing. Playing Spite of Solitaire or something. Doing absolutely nothing. What are they doing?
I don't know.
This team plays the same defense as last week.
Is it that complicated?
No. What are you doing? That's what the camp is for. Game plan, putting in your playbook. And each week, you just take plays from that camp book, which mm-hmm. is much bigger, and you put them in.
Can you imagine
not new plays?
How dazzling this must have been for Paxton Lynch, who only knew how to run eight plays at Memphis anyways, to
which
talk
makes
about
you wonder.
Talk about an overload. Anyway, found that out about Fangio. He likes to bump. He likes to be around people.
Yeah.
And apparently that was not so much with Vance Joseph. It feels like you kind of find out more once guys start going, you know, you kind of get the real story. You don't get the BS story. People start really telling you what's what. Apparently VJ didn't know what to do. Like, he just didn't even know, like, where to go, where to be, who to talk with, and how to do it. He just did not know how to do it. He He wasn't ready. You know, and, you
head,
know.
Head coach is not for everybody.
Well, it's tricky because.
Wade Phillips was not. He was my head coach as a rookie.
How bad was that?
It was so disorganized. I came from Tom Coughlin in college. Everything was scheduled down to the minute.
What was it like with Wade?
It was. There was no rhyme or reason to anything.
Really?
It was weird. I was like, I cannot believe this is the NFL. He's a fantastic coordinator. But head coach is a whole different ballgame.
You mean like you just show up for a day and you weren't sure what you guys were doing
no,
that day?
No, our practices or? Made no sense. I didn't know what we were doing in practice. It was a weird setup in practice. The offense would take like 30 plays in a row. The defense would take 30 plays in a row. And it was weird. It was just a weird setup. Nothing made sense that we did. But he's a fantastic coordinator. And Vance may be a fantastic coordinator, but some guys aren't made to be head coaches.
I think the tricky part with the head coach...
And Vic Fangio is 61 years old.
Might be older than that. Something.
And he's never been a head coach before. You have to ask yourself why.
Right.
Everyone's talking about what a great hire it was, and you talk about coaches around the league because everybody knows him as an assistant, like Wade Phillips. But Wade was up in Buffalo. Disaster. Sort of, right?
No, total.
And he's a fantastic coordinator.
They're a playoff team. That was a weird situation, too, with Wade in Buffalo, because Ralph Wilson was actually dictating who was going to play and what was going to go on. Like, it was Ralph Wilson who said, start
so
Rob Johnson.
Al Davis in him.
At the
Jerry
time,
Jones.
They invested a high-round draft pick, first round, I think, on Rob Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And
USC.
Even though Flutie more or less saved the franchise, he really did, like, literally save the franchise in Buffalo because they had, like, a personal seat licensing thing going on, and the enthusiasm was down. But when Flutie came in there, they sold the things they needed
Flutie
to do.
Flutie magic.
It was Flutie magic.
Yep.
I'm sorry he dissed you, but there was Flutie magic. And they sold the seats. They sold the box. They did what they needed to do. But Ralph Wilson just... You know, we wanted to play the first-round guy.
Yeah.
So they insisted on playing Rob Johnson against Tennessee. It was a disaster, but they did have a lead. They didn't score any touchdowns, but they did have a lead, and then they blew it. And then they got rid of Flutie and went to San Diego. And then they didn't go to the playoffs for 17 years, which is stunning when you think about it. Like, in this NFL, when you can turn around things quick. Like, the Broncos should be going to the playoffs this year. They really should. And the way the cycle of the NFL goes, a three-year sort of turnaround is reasonable. 4 years, really, when you say, well, there were 3 years you didn't go. In your fourth year, they should be back, right?
They should be, yes. That's the plan.
Like, you've had plenty of time to draft, free agent, coaches,
whatever. You've got your high draft pick and Bradley Chubb. I mean, you've had these down years. Now you have a pick at 10.
Yeah.
The cycle, the NFL is supposed to fix itself, fix the bad teams based on how it's set up.
And I'd say
everybody's got the same amount of money,
right.
And the bad teams get the high picks.
Right. So every four, I mean, at the end of the day, it was a tough run for the Broncos because Shanny missed it for 3 years, and then Josh missed it for 2 years, and it was a disaster. And then, you know, Tebow saved the day.
Tebow.
It was crazy, right?
But back to my point, you're talking about Vance, Joseph, and... him as a head coach and not really knowing what to do, that can happen, especially at his age. Now, Vic Fangio's been around many head coaches, knows what they do on a day-to-day, how they operate on a day-to-day basis, which should help. But Vance is much younger, much like Josh McDaniels. He didn't know what was going on when he got here. Not only was he so young, but Mike Shanahan controlled everything. Personnel, he was a pseudo GM. He did everything. He ran every part of the operation in Denver, and Josh got here, and there were no layers to help him along.
There were not.
Throw in the fact that he's 30-something years old.
Right, and Pat Bowlen was not, he was
no,
going the wrong
it
direction,
was him.
Unfortunately.
And sometimes it does not work. Just because you can coordinate doesn't make you a great head coach.
So we'll see with Fangio.
We will. I hope he doesn't wear down his staff. Now that you tell me he's going to be there all night. Hey, brought some cookies. It's midnight. I bet he's going to be excited.
I remember I did talk to Gase one time. Like, he's in Miami and I'm talking to him. It's like, you know, 10 o'clock here. And I was like, geez, oh, dude, like, what are we doing here? You know, this is ridiculous.
He was at the office.
Yep. Here is, when you come back, was it exciting? I said to him, aren't you waking your wife up? He goes, oh, no, I'm at the office. It's like in the summertime. It's like in, like, June.
Hopefully he had his coaches going.
All right. Are things exciting? Yes, you'll hear. Are there exciting things happening in court with the Broncos? Yes, you'll hear. And Mark Schlereth, roll it.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
I don't think John Elway's looking at this draft this way. He's basically saying to you, Joe Flacco is your starting quarterback for the foreseeable future. And I'm not just talking about this year and next year. I'm talking about years to come. 37, 38 years old, Joe Flacco, starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. I don't know how you feel about that. I would say this, there's still a lot of work to be done with this offensive roster if Joe Flacco is going to be your quarterback for the next 5 or 6 years. A lot of work that needs to be done. And hopefully, you know what, they've got time. That they're starting the second wave of free agency. Hopefully they can get that done. They can continue the draft process that they started last year, 2018. So I'm just telling you right now, to me, just get ready. Because Joe Flacco, for the next 5 years, is your quarterback. He'll be the guy come the season that's going to be getting his cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.